Pathways to Wholeness podcast. I'm Michael Warmoth, and I thank you for joining us for this next episode of Meditative Teaching. Please note that these meditations were recorded in a tropical environment with the windows and doors open, so you will hear birds and other sounds in the background. Try not to let them distract you from the words. Okay, let's just settle in, relax, maybe take a few breaths, and just listen to the music before the teaching starts. Let us remember that there is never actually anything wrong in any given moment. Our struggle and our anxieties and our tensions all arise out of an idea that something is wrong. They arise out of a reaction to some perception that there is something wrong. When we are in the midst of an anxiety or some sort of attack of tension, a disturbance, it's very hard to conceive of the idea that there is nothing wrong, because the mind that is responding to the stimulus is not capable of understanding that there is nothing wrong. And so we can see that the problem is the mind we are aligned with, that we are believing, that we are trusting, that we are convinced in that moment is telling us the truth. But as we become conscious, as we get to know ourselves more and more deeply, begin to recognize when we are aligned with that idea that there is something wrong, that it is possible for there to be something terribly wrong. All of our physical symptoms have their origin in the idea that there is something wrong, that there is something to be afraid of, that there is some danger. Somehow we are not safe. All of our physical difficulties arise from that mindset. We are not stuck in that mindset. It is not our only possibility. But it is not easy. Change when we are in the midst of that storm. But that is our path, that is our journey, that is what we are coming to understand and to know. We have a choice, that we are making a choice, that we are making a decision. In any moment, we can ask, is there truly something wrong here? And begin to question the kind of answers we get. Because at the deepest level of truth, at the deepest level of experience, we will find that there is nothing wrong. We will find everything is perfectly unfolding. In a divine and perfect order. Does that mean? It means that there is a greater intelligence work always. An evolutionary creation. Infinite consciousness. Our struggles begin when we separate ourselves from that knowing, from that truth, from the infinite. We had our reasons for doing it. We thought it was the only choice we had, and maybe it was at that time. But now, we are not in that position anymore. The only threat to our survival is our own choice of what mind to trust. So, let us consider in this moment what our relationship with the truth is. If we are not experiencing the deep peace and knowing of the truth, we must accept that we are rejecting it. We may think we are trying to find it, but it is not lost. We may think we want to connect with it, but a mind that is not knowing the truth does not want to connect with it. This is the paradox and the difficulty of finding peace. Because when we say we want to find it, we are looking with a mind that can't see it. Peace comes when we know it is here, when we trust and have absolute faith that it is right here, right now, and that it is the only truth. And we are capable, fully capable of knowing that to be true. We are fully capable of believing that, of having faith and trust in that. Because there is that within us which already knows it's true. Challenge is to stop creating the barrier the artificial sense of separation when peace seems lost. It is because we are blocking it with our mind. Not because it is somewhere difficult to find. We just haven't looked hard enough. It is right in front of us, right within us, surrounding us, filling us. It is all there is. There is nothing else. Our thoughts are not reality. The only reality is the experience, the moment. Let us be absolutely clear. There is an absolute universal truth about us, about this moment, about the world, the universe, creation. Dwell in that truth. It is our birthright. And so, let us not claim to be looking for peace. Let us claim that peace is real. Let us not claim to be victims of some struggles and difficulties, circumstances or situations. Let us be honest and acknowledge that we make choices that are not always in our best interest. If we will stop long enough, come present, it will be clear that the power and intelligence of grace is alive within us. We will be open to that. If we will say yes to that, we will acknowledge the reality and no longer support the creating of that artificial separation. For that is a choice. We can change that choice. We are not powerless victims of anything. In fact, we are powerful creators, evidenced by our abilities to believe completely in something that has no reality, the ego and the identity. We create that world ourselves. Imagine what we could create if we were not focused on danger and threat, but on peace and love and beauty. If we were an expression, a free and open expression, that creative power within us. There would be no stopping us. There would be no limit to our peace and our love and our joy. let us remind ourselves, let us affirm the reality, the truth, not engage in battle the ego, the identity, and all the things claims are wrong. Let's lay down our battles. Let us claim our birthright.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you'd like more information on these meditations and teachings, visit pathwaystosurrender.com. You might be interested in our other podcast, Pathways to Surrender. These are guided meditations designed to support you in letting go of whatever tensions or false ideas you might be holding about how things really are, and reaching a state of peace and surrender. That's Pathways to Surrender. Look for the next episode soon. We're uploading them every couple of days. See you next time.